I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What are you two freaks up to?
You know, Ed, how you realise you typed really quickly when you got that message, right?
Yeah, because it was shockingly unusual from Vicky.
Yeah, but did it feel quite, were you a bit kind of curious? Like, oh, okay.
I was a bit.
Is she really?
I was a bit aroused.
Oh, well, yeah.
But then weirded out at the same time because that is not like her.
How did you feel when Erkan just said that he was slightly aroused? See, you're even kissing him. Look, it's created something.
No, I felt a couple of things. I felt ashamed that I've not made him feel that way before, because I do love him, think he's gorgeous and sexy and all the rest of it. Yeah. But also like a bit like, like girly giggly, like, oh my God, well, maybe I'll do that in future now. I know how it's going to be well received. So, yeah, so look, Charlene, you say thank you.
Thank you very much. How would you feel if I said the same to you?
I'd be like, oh my God, like, what is he doing? Like, I think it was mental.
Okay.
Because it's so out of your character as well.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. You caught us after like a glass of wine on a Friday night or something.
I think the two of you could really benefit from like exploring the world of sex and choosing the bits that work for the two of you. Because you don't have to be that person that's like into role play and swinging from the chandeliers necessarily. There are so many other sexual things that you can do that's fun, not so scary, that you both might really enjoy.
I like this podcast, my favourite one.
Is Charlene your favourite?
Charlene, can you give us some tips?
Okay, we're getting tips. Give me a tip. Go away. She's got away.
See you later.
Honestly, okay. Bless him. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two. I'm going to pop that in wherever. I wanted to ask you, Charlene, because obviously you are currently on Maths UK. Highest ratings ever, mate. Congratulations. You've done so well.
Thank you. You know what? I feel like every year the bar goes up a little bit more and a little bit more. And yeah, this year has been like phenomenal. Really, really good.
So, mate, do you feel though, like, do you ever feel sometimes that your expertise isn't being well received? Because sometimes it can ruffle feathers, can't it?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, what we say is we give advice and it's down to the couples to decide how they use that advice. I would say most of them are quite receptive in terms of what they say. I mean, their body language might sometimes say something slightly different, but I think overall they're quite respectful of what we're saying. And they know, I think, that it comes from a place of love. We genuinely want them to work out. So, yeah, they're good guys.
No, I do. And it's a mixed bag. Like, there are some characters on there, people who I absolutely loved and was like, oh my God, I want to go for a drink with them so much. And some that really terrified me.
The curious part of me is like, which one's terrified you? But don't say this.
I'll text you. Yeah. I'll text you. I would. I honestly, you know me. Right. What I want to know is it true that when you were filming Married at First Sight UK, some couples didn't want you to get involved in their relationships? Is that true?
So, I wouldn't say necessarily this season, but I think over the last three seasons, there have definitely been couples where you feel like there's an energy like we know it all already. We don't need any more guidance. And that's a dangerous place to be, because even people that have been married for like 20, 30 years, benefit from like an outsider saying, actually, maybe try this. So yeah, it's a bit of a warning sign, I think, if you've got a couple that are like, oh no, we're good, we don't need
yeah to. That's also like, that's so ridiculous to me, because listen, me and Eric have been together 5 years, getting married next year, love them. You've just taught us something about ourselves in like half an hour, Charlene. And I'd also never dare be like, oh no, there's nothing I can learn. These people have been together 5 minutes, mate. That to me would be a bit of a red flag. It would suggest to me that actually they were hiding something. Do you think that's right?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you come on a show like Married at First Sight, you know that you're on TV, you know millions of people watching you. So that could be quite nerve-wracking just in itself. So naturally, I can imagine that the walls will go up sometimes. You don't maybe always want to take advice. But I would say for most of them, they are open to taking advice and they do listen. Well, at least they listen at the commitment ceremony. Sometimes when they go back home, it's like, did you hear what we just said, though? So it's a learning curve for them all, isn't it?
It is. And there's like, it's a very, in my opinion, like unnatural, crazy experiment to take part in. Like, I think the people who do it are so brave. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had, I don't know if you're allowed to say this, but like favourite couples?
You know what? I think there are couples that, you know, that I resonate with their story or with their journey. And yeah, so for example, Shanita and Jordan last year.
I love Shanita so much.
She's so, so adorable. And, you know, as a couple, they were great.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, being a woman where I've been in relationships where guys have said, oh, I don't think this is going anywhere. And it's just come out of nowhere. And you're so kind and you're so loving to them. And you're like, but what did I do? And I think seeing that in Shanita, there was a partner that wanted to kind of give her a hug. Obviously, any couples where it comes to like intimacy, so Peggy and George, sort of being on their journey with them, you know, I hold them very close and dear to my heart. So there are some individuals and couples that for different reasons, you kind of connect with them. But I generally say this, and this isn't just kind of like media talk, like I generally feel like all of the couples bring something special to Married at First Sight. They all make me laugh. I mean, like Ella, like completely makes you laugh. Things that she says, it's just, she's just really, really funny. But, you know, her journey has been amazing as well. She's been so vulnerable. She's got so, yeah, I love her. I love her to bits. So, yeah, I love them all. They're all amazing.
Very diplomatic. Somebody paid attention in their media training. Smashed it. You'll be back for next series, girl.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I want to know, taking a slightly different segue now, Charlene, the world of dating has totally changed over the last, like, what? It changes all the time. We mentioned that at the start, but definitely consider the landscape 30 years ago to now. Consider the landscape 10 years ago to now. Like, very much I used to meet lads on nights out. I used to reconnect with people from high school. I used to meet them at work. Like, that is how, when I was, you know, searching for a partner, I found them. I look at my friends now who are still in the dating scene and it's very much changed. It's all app-based. It's a lot of like online stuff. Where do you stand with the apps and stuff? Like, do you crave the days of old where things were slightly more organic, or are you really for it? Do you think very long-term serious matches can be forged in that way?
I think the therapist in me feels like it's kind of a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You know, like both can be true. I feel like in terms of online apps, we know a lot of people that have met online and are dating, are married, getting married, etc. So we know it is successful. I do feel like there are some apps that are more geared towards just more casual relationships, and there are others where you get more serious people on there. I think you have to be careful on online apps. I remember a guy many years ago come out of a relationship and was literally on Tinder for the sake of seeing how many likes he could get and how many matches. And then he'd engage with them for a while and then he'd unmatch them. And I remember saying to him, you do not know this, any of these women's journeys. To do that could really break someone.
Yeah.
But you know, he wasn't the nicest of people, so he continued to do that. So you do get those types of people on online dating apps. But then we know in the real world as well that you can meet someone on a night out. They could feel like your boyfriend for a whole night and then they don't call you after that. You never hear from them. And you think, what went wrong? You know, and maybe they're in a relationship or whatever it may be. So I think that if you're on online dating apps, have fun with it. Don't get so caught up in it where it kind of takes over your life. But remember to also go out and have fun. Go and do fun things. Go to a party, go to a pub, go to a barbecue. Let friends know that you're single as well, because everyone knows somebody. And you never know if that one person's in a conversation where they're like, hey, you know, such and such is single. You'd be good match together. And then the rest is history.
I think that's really solid advice, is that sort of the dating apps and, you know, the online stuff. It is a great medium and to meet new people. But don't get so caught up with your online life that you forget to live your real one.
Yeah, 100%.
That's really, really good advice. I've got a couple mates who are like getting back into the dating scene and stuff. And I think that would, I'm looking forward to passing that on. I think it'll be well received, mate.
Yeah. And also just to say, if you're just doing online dating, it can really be quite disheartening.
Because yes.
You can get into a bit of a pattern of meeting like the biggest knobheads going. Like,
and also you're not really getting initially that human connection. You're not getting that interface. And so, yeah, get out there as well. No, I think that's great.
Yeah. And Christmas is a great time to do that.
Oh God, I heard Christmas. This is like probably maybe why, but I heard loads of people get divorced at Christmas.
That's also true. Yeah.
Oh, well, January will be a wicked time to clean up then, eh?
Yeah. Usually I'm normally quite busy in January, especially.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that. Sorry.
I know.
There's this new feature on Tinder, which I heard about the other day, basically called Tinder Matchmaker. And you can send your account via link to your mom or your sister or one of your best mates. And for 4 hours, for like a limited period, they can control it for you.
Ooh.
I wanted to hear your take on this because I actually think it's really good. If I look at the people I went out with when I was in my 20s, none of them were good for us. Don't get me wrong, like definitely taking some accountability. I wasn't the nicest person either. I had a lot of growth and, you know, work on myself to do and stuff, but I just went for all the wrong things. And I think had me mom had the chance to be like, actually you're going to go out with so and so, like it would have probably made me realize what I needed rather than what I thought I wanted. So yeah. I think this is quite a good feature, but I'm not an expert.
I think it's good. I love the idea of it. I think it sounds fun. You're including family and friends into the whole journey, and it can be, you know, a good point of conversation. And sometimes, you know, we can choose the same types of people and find ourselves in those same patterns
again and again and again. Mine were the same fella, just different heights, really.
Yeah. Yeah, so sometimes family members or friends coming in and helping, I think, would be really good. But I suppose you have to be that person that is open to trying something new.
Yeah.
And this is what we always say on Married at First Sight, you know, be open to trying someone new, a different type, and to see how that goes.
I said it before, I'll say it again, girl, variety is the spice of life.
It is.
Mate, I know you're so busy and you've got to run so quickly. Just to end this lovely episode of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2, I always ask our gorgeous guests to give our lovely listeners a couple pearls of wisdom. And I feel really greedy because you've already given us so many. But I think it's the big one and we can't not ask it. What is Charlene Douglas, the secret to good sex?
Oh, I love how you said that there, Vicky.
I'm putting all my hopes on you. Give it to me, girl.
You know what I would say? I would say give yourself permission to enjoy yourself, to seek pleasure, to say yes when you need to, but also say no when you need to. Yeah. I think that's the key. Like, put you first.
Yeah. And you know, like, listen, everything you've told us today, mate, I definitely think I could do with relaxing a bit. Like, I'm like a coiled spring and I don't know why. Yeah. Even trying to write that text message, like, my palms were getting sweaty. Like,
you know, do you know what I think would be really good for you to remember, Vicky, is to remember that sex can be playful, that it doesn't have to be, you know, like this sort of serious thing that you have to do during a relationship. And, you know, it's been 1 week now and Erkan's going to think that you know, if I don't have sex, then X, Y, Z. But instead, like, tap into that playful part of you, you know. So, for example, put on a sexy song and the two of you just dance in the room together and just have a laugh. You turn the lights down, maybe. Like, play around. The two of you are really playful anyway. Yeah. And I think that just have a bit of fun. There's also something called audio erotica, which is really great, particularly for women, because oftentimes women are turned on by what they hear. So the two of you could be like in bed, just listening to it, the lights are off, and you're listening to the sexy scenarios. And then if you feel that sexual urge, you can then turn to each other and continue. But the continue doesn't have to be sexual intercourse either.
Yeah.
It could be whatever you want. It could just be exploring each other's bodies and having fun.
I feel like Erkan would be fuming about his blue balls if it didn't end in sex. But I am all for it, girl. This is so exciting. Well, I'm off to start my sexual exploration. Erkan, get your pants off, son.
You'll be running down the stairs.
You'll get a phone call tomorrow, Charlene, if he's telling you how much he loves you. Thank you so much for being a gorgeous guest and being so generous with all your wisdom. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. So lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you too, Charlene. Thank you. Well, guys, that was the gorgeous Charlene Douglas. I absolutely love her, although I don't think I love her as much as Erkan is about to. I hope you learned something there, and I hope you guys have a really great week. You deserve it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.